Nashville General is the city-funded safety net hospital. For a patient without insurance, this is supposed to be the best place to go. But its emergency room has been taking more patients to court for unpaid medical bills than any other hospital or practice in town. A WPLN investigation finds the physician staffing firm that runs the ER at Nashville General sued 700 patients this year. WPLN's Blake Farmer has the story.
Between a nonprofit clinic and General Hospital, Sonia Johnson of Antioch has figured out how to manage her health problems, even though she was uninsured until recently. She's a social worker and a single mother. And last year, she went in to see her doctor, who charges on a sliding scale.
At the clinic,
her tongue was swollen and she was feeling weak. Turns out Johnson was severely anemic.
He called me back that Halloween day and said, I need you to get to the emergency stat, and they're waiting on you when you get there.
General Hospital kept her overnight and gave her a blood transfusion. They wanted to keep her a second night.
And I just begged them not to, you know, because I was thinking, this bill.
Staying overnight means she was admitted to the hospital itself, and the bill for that part of her care wasn't so bad. The financial counselors offered a 75% discount because of her finances and lack of insurance. But these days, emergency rooms are often run by an entirely separate entity. In this case, Southeastern Emergency Physicians. And that's the name on a bill that showed up for $2,700.
Didn't know the name of the company. Didn't know who they are even today.
A Google search doesn't help much. There's no website. Johnson says she tried to call to see if she could get the same discount the charity hospital gave her, but she could only leave a message. And then a knock at her apartment door over the summer. A Davidson County Sheriff's deputy with a summons to appear in court.
It's very scary. I mean, thinking, what have I done, you know, and for a medical bill.
Being sued over medical debt is a big deal because it means someone can get a judgment against you and garnish your wages, taking money directly from your paycheck. The strategy is meant to make sure patients don't blow off their medical debts. But this is not good for the health of people who are uninsured, says Bruce Naramore.
Believe it or not, when patients owe money and they feel like they're being dunned all the time, they don't come back to the hospital to get what they might need.
Naramore is the chief financial officer at General Hospital. The hospital itself has stopped suing patients under his direction. He says it was rarely worth the court costs. But Southeastern Emergency Physicians, which runs the ER, has gone the other way, filing more lawsuits than ever. Naramore says that's the company's decision, not General Hospital's.
It's a private entity that runs the emergency room professional side, and it's the cost of doing business. If I restrict them from collecting dollars, then my cost is going to very likely go up, or I'm going to have to find another provider to do it.
This is a common refrain, says Robert Goff. He's a retired hospital executive and founder of RIP Medical Debt. The nonprofit helps patients trapped under a mountain of doctor's bills since they're the number one cause of bankruptcy.
The hospital sits and says, well, you know, it's not my responsibility. We have a contract with them. We don't control them. We don't tell them what to do. You know, this is the biggest welshing of responsibility, and I've heard it for years from hospitals.
The practice of suing patients isn't new for Southeastern Emergency Physicians or its parent company, Knoxville-based Team Health. It's one of the two dominant ER staffing firms in the nation, and its strategy of taking patients to court ramped up after it was purchased by private equity giant Blackstone. This month, Team Health pledged to stop because of an investigation by the journalism project MLK50 in Memphis. WPLN found the firm filed some 700 lawsuits in Davidson County this year. What's surprising to Mandy Pellegrin of the Sycamore Institute, who's been researching medical billing in Tennessee, is that it was all happening at Nashville General, where uninsured patients are expected to go.
It is curious that a company that works for a hospital like that might resort to those sorts of actions.
How in the world can I pay this company when I couldn't even pay for health care?
For Sonia Johnson, she eventually went to court and worked out a payment plan, $70 a month for 3 years, starting next week. But now Team Health tells WPLN that its intent is to drop pending cases. Johnson says she hasn't been notified yet, but she hopes that means her debt will be erased. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.